Hey there, awesome humans. Logan Cruz here, your daily dose of stoic wisdom with a side of real-world awesomeness. Buckle up, because today we're tackling something huge: managing social media and technology in a way that doesn't leave you feeling like a digital zombie. Ever feel like you're constantly chasing the next notification, scrolling through endless feeds, and somehow still feeling empty? Yeah, me too. It's crazy how these platforms can become all-consuming, sucking us into a whirlwind of comparisons, FOMO, fear of missing out, and instant gratification. But here's the thing. We don't have to be slaves to our devices. We can actually use technology to empower ourselves, connect with purpose, and live more fulfilling lives. Think about it, social media was designed to be addictive. It's built on algorithms that keep us scrolling, liking, sharing, and constantly seeking that dopamine hit. But as Stoics, we know the key is to take control of our thoughts and emotions. We don't let things dictate how we feel, we choose our response. So, how do we manage this digital beast without sacrificing connection or valuable information? Here are 5 powerful Stoic principles that can totally revolutionize your relationship with social media and tech. 1. Control your attention. This is huge. Our attention is like a precious resource. Once it's gone, it's hard to get back. When you mindlessly scroll through social media, you're essentially handing over control of your thoughts and focus to algorithms. Instead, be intentional about where you direct your attention. Choose to engage with content that truly inspires, educates, or connects you. Set time limits for specific apps. Use website blockers if needed, and schedule digital detox periods where you unplug completely. 2. Practice mindfulness. This one's a game changer. Before you reach for your phone, take a deep breath and ask yourself, what am I really seeking here? Are you looking for connection? Information? Escapism? Once you understand your motivations, you can choose more mindful ways to fulfill them. Maybe instead of scrolling Instagram, you could call a friend or engage in a hobby that brings you joy. 3. Embrace discomfort. Let's be real, sometimes logging off and disconnecting feels uncomfortable. We're so used to instant gratification and constant stimulation. But Stoicism teaches us to embrace discomfort as an opportunity for growth. When you feel the urge to check your phone, resist it. Use that feeling of discomfort as fuel to engage in something more meaningful, like a conversation, a creative project, or simply enjoying the present moment. 4. Seek value over validation. This is where things get really real. Social media often feeds on our need for validation, likes, comments, followers. But true value comes from within. Focus on building genuine connections, sharing your authentic self, and contributing something meaningful to the world. Don't let external validation dictate your worth. Remember, it's just a tool. Technology is powerful, but it's just a tool. Like any tool, it can be used for good or bad. Ultimately, you have the power to choose how you use it. Make conscious decisions about your digital consumption and prioritize activities that align with your values and goals. Okay, imagine this. You're at a party, surrounded by people checking their phones constantly. You notice yourself reaching for yours too, but then you remember these Stoic principles. You take a deep breath, plug your phone away, and strike up a conversation with someone interesting. Suddenly, the energy shifts. You're present, engaged, and genuinely connecting with people. That's the power of mindful technology use. It frees us from the digital shackles and allows us to live more authentic, fulfilling lives. So here's the deal. Take a moment today to assess your relationship with social media and technology. Identify areas where you can apply these Stoic principles and start reclaiming control. Remember, it's not about eliminating technology altogether, but rather using it consciously and intentionally. Want to share your own experiences or thoughts? Drop a comment below. Let's keep this conversation going. Until next time, remember, you got this. Now go out there and live with intention, purpose, and a whole lot of Stoic swagger.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.